other 0.01%. There is a group of 5,000 people, 90% male, mostly living in London. 40% of their total income is unearned, and 15% don't work at all. Who am I talking about? According to an article on a recent academic paper in The Economist, the 29th of June, this is the 0.01%, the 5,000 people who made at least £2.2 million each in the financial year 2015-16. Since 1995, their share of overall income has tripled, with 2015-16 being their second best year in recent decades. As The Economist comments, it is likely to have risen still further since then. The article concludes that a better understanding of the 0.01% may reveal that the gap between rich and poor has been widening more than many people thought. Reformists will of course demand increased taxes on the incomes of the super rich. While Marxists would support such measures, we are well aware that the rich will employ all manner of methods to retain their wealth. One of these is disguising just how much they have. As The Economist article comments, very rich people are particularly likely to underreport their income. That's why we always raise alongside any such demand measures to make evasion impossible, by taking over the sources of that wealth, the commanding heights of the economy, the banks and big business. By putting these into public ownership under democratic workers' control and management, the wealth generated by society can be planned to the benefit of all. Ian Dalton, Leeds. Ian Dalton, Leeds.